This question draws our attention to a fact that, of course, every history student must have very much at the center of their work. For a complex process, for an important historical process, there is no way in which you can provide one explanation. You have to come up with a set of significant explanations. If you're lucky, you can try and perhaps put them in the sort of pecking order and point out at least the most important factors. But for a process like the fall of the Roman Republic, which is a long-term development that takes arguably a century really to unfold, and the end point of which is actually a matter for debate, you have to come up with a series of factors that did shape historical developments and historical change in this period, and which led precisely to the implosion of the political and institutional framework of the Republic and to the emergence of a new regime.